goods to 620-342-5863 for your chance to win a $25 gift card from Goods Cash Saver. Winner will be announced after 4 o'clock today.
KVOE Live and Local 827, 20 degrees. Good morning on a Friday.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Joining us on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line this Friday morning, LCAT Administrator Shane Bruner and Janice Arb.
Shane, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, Janice. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I have to ask here, this is something that when we reached out here, Shane, here a couple of days ago, it wasn't really on the top of my mind, but looking at the weather forecast here for Saturday, before we even start talking about, you know, what we had originally planned on, which is looking back at 24 and also looking ahead to 25, what are you kind of considering here about potential for some schedule adjustments, bus route adjustments, and things like that specifically tomorrow?
I thought there was a heat wave on the way. Is that not what's happening?
No.
Man, I just put all my jackets up in the closet. We'll monitor it throughout the weekend. We're preparing our staff. It is that time of the year, but we'll let all of our people booking know that we intend on running, but anything could happen. You know, we could not do anything. It could be the worst storm we've ever seen or anywhere in between, but keep it tuned to our Facebook page, of course. Here at KVOE, you got your closings and cancellations. We'll let you guys know, and also WIBW for any schedule adjustments or if we're not running at all. Also, if the school buses don't run for 253, typically we don't run.
Okay.
You know, that doesn't help much on Saturday, but we'll just keep playing everything by ear and make sure we keep everybody safe first and foremost.
So other than the school buses, like on a Saturday then, Shane, what's the criteria you go off of as far as yay or nay?
I'll probably reach out to one of my buddies, the commissioners, and we'll discuss it over and gauge the how many rides we have booked, as people probably will start calling and canceling when they realize they don't want to get out and about, and just the overall road conditions and how things will progress, even how it progresses throughout the day.
Understood.
Keep a close watch on it.
Understood.
We got that Kansas weather. Like I said, it could evolve, and we might still get that heat wave.
I think you might have to wait a couple weeks on that.
The eternal optimist.
Janice, how does that change things from your chair? I know Shane was kind of mentioning the overall plan, but how does that change things from your chair as the transportation director?
I just, you know, Shane and I discuss it. We go with whatever we go with. I have to let the drivers know what the decision is, but...
Just basically make the plan and go from there, right?
Yeah, pretty much. That's about it.
Okay. Well, I guess this would be as good a time as any to start looking back at 2024. Shane, you had if memory serves me correctly, you had a kind of a really big change in your operational model and really your transport model at the start of the year. How did that wind up going for you?
Yeah, that was in 2024, huh? It seemed like so long ago. But yeah, I guess that was right there at the start of 2024. We kind of mixed up the route bus and took it from a two bus system to a one bus system with the new signage and stuff. And no negative feedback. I think it worked out pretty well. So we were able to do everything we could do before with two buses, but now we just do it more efficiently with a single bus and being able to add that second bus into the demand rotation. So I think it's worked out fairly well.
What about ridership last year?
Well, we didn't do as well as 2023. We were slightly short of it, but we're still much better than 2021, 2022. We're still in the 30,000 ride range. About 30,788 trips. Not too shabby. I think that's about the population of Lyon County as a whole, somewhere around in there, give or take.
Pretty close.
With all the hardships that life keeps throwing at the world right now, people are still got to get out and about and go places. We're always still here for them.
Understood. Now, Janice, did you have any other adjustments as far as your operations are concerned, as opposed to just, you know, what Shane mentioned here with the demand router? Were things pretty standard once you made that second round change? Because you also had, I think, what is it, you went to a weekend in fall of 23 before you made the full-blown change here at the start of last year.
Yeah, it did go really smooth. It's not really created any issues on my side at all. Everybody's pretty much transitioned really quite well.
So is the on-demand services working well, Janice?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Good deal. What's ahead here for you guys for 2025? Shane, what are some of the different goals and objectives you have, at least locally? I want to ask about regional here in a second, but what about locally?
I don't even have any like, huge projects. I think I've done my fair share of huge projects here in the last couple of years. So I think we probably just monitor how things evolve. Any opportunities that pop up, of course, we want to jump on. You never know what KDOT's gonna have in terms of opportunities, like the mobility manager. That's just sort of comes out of nowhere, and so when you have these things that pop up, we want to definitely take a hold of them. But I don't really have anything planned so much on my docket for like large projects like the wraps or the radios or the cameras or anything like that. Doing some behind-the-scenes investigation on ways we can offer different types of rides, but none of that stuff's ready to be announced yet. Just, it needs a little more investigative homework.
Sure. And what about, I think you've kept, the ride price basically the same. Are you looking at any changes on your per-ride price this year?
I have no plan.
Okay. Cool. $2 a ride here in town? Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, we always be a cheap, affordable is always our kind of goal overall. Cheap, affordable transportation to the public. So we're not in it for a profit, so that would be counterintuitive to our sort of overall mission and goals. So it's just a slight little offering to kind of offset the prices of the day-to-day functions. But I'm not in here. I guess I got into the wrong business if I wanted to get rich quick scheme.
You got to the government. Yeah, that was your first mistake.
Well, I guess we have been kind of fortunate on the fuel price front here, lately. So
true.
That's been a positive.
Anytime prices don't go up, we'll count that as a win. Even stable, consistent prices are better than an alternative.
So,
if they go down, that's great, too.
So are you good on the driver front, Shane, as far as your numbers?
We are. We got a full staff, a full, great, tremendous staff. I can't do what they do if they don't do what they do, so they really are the most important part of what makes LCAT literally go.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about that mobility manager position here, guys, and I guess maybe back us up here. Shane, you'd mentioned here about this is kind of came out of the blue and really how this ties LCAT into a more regional approach when it comes to rides. What happened and really what's the goal of what's been developing now for months?
I say out of the blue. It was like 4 years in the planning, but like in terms of us being the host agency for the position, I think that came out of the blue as we realized it. We're the larger transportation provider in our transit district. It kind of makes up Coffee County, Waubonsie County, Morris County, and all these 22 different transportation organizations around the area. So it became clear that she's probably located here. It's more central, so she can visit all these different transportation providers. And then we sort of become like this unofficial hub for the network of transportation and being able to get people rides. So even if LCAT can't get you, say, one of these regional rides from A to B, she can help try and reach out to these other organizations and network between them, and we can still get you where you need to go, even if we don't have availability. So it's before sort of if we couldn't do it, then it was just a no. But now it's opened up this bigger option for people to be like, well, why can't they come here? Or maybe we can take them there, and then someone picks them up from there and gets them the rest of the way. So it makes a lot more options for people to be able to still get the ride they need to go.
Outstanding. Well, I tell you what, guys, you're doing great work. Please keep us posted on what adjustments you do have here for the weekend. Janice, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up here this morning before we close things down and get you into the weekend?
The only thing that I would like to bring up is that resource fair that's coming up on January 8th. For the different people from the places that have closed.
Yep.
We are offering free rides to them.
Okay.
So that way they can get to the job fair and hopefully be able to find something and stay here in the Emporia area.
So if they need a free ride, what, 343-4207, will that do it?
That will do it.
All right, 620-343-4207, free rides to the Resource Fair coming up next Wednesday. And that's what, out the fairgrounds, Chuck?
That is at the Lyon County Fairgrounds, and it's actually split because you have the jobs over at the Anderson Building and the resources at the Boyer Building.
Okay.
So that's the way that's going to shake out on Wednesday.
All right, Janice, thanks. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Shane, thank you.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Have a good rest of your day. Safe weekend. Stay warm.
Happy New Year to you both. Shane Bruner with us here this morning, and Janice Arb of LCAT. Chuck?
All right. So just keep in mind that, you know, if you do need LCAT for any service,